Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Live from the Stockyard in Brighton, this is the Boston College Football Show with Bill O'Brien. Presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll get you caught up on everything BC football. Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light, proud sponsor of Boston College Athletics. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Meter Perrell.
And welcome to the Stockyard. If it's Thursday night, it means one thing. It means steak tips. It means Cronin diving into shrimp.
Whoa. No, I'm not getting in that mix. You two guys fight it out.
Wait a second now.
You
were like a backhoe the other night.
I got my share, yes. But I wasn't going to fight over the last one. I let you two have. So did you have a compromise?
No, I let him have it.
There's no compromising with Meter Perrell. It's his show.
So you really
it's
do know
his world
him.
We just live in.
You've known him 6 months. You really do know him now.
I've actually known him longer than that. I've known him a little bit longer than that.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
But I feel like we've been together a long time.
Yes,
it's like
sir.
Cronin and I, two brothers, brother in arms.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We will say this, Bill. It's going to taste better tonight after an exhilarating win at home on Saturday night against Michigan State. One of the best crowds I can remember and one of the best finishes at home that I can remember. And what was it like for you watching it?
Yeah, it was awesome. To have the crowd that we had, it just means so much to the guys that are playing on the field. You know, I have a great friend over here, Brian Hardiman. His dad's here, Paul, and his son, Charlie.
All right.
Nephew, Paul. And Charlie's a freshman at Boston College, and he was, you know, at the game. And when those students are in the crowd and there's 6,000, 7,000 students and then, you know, the rest of the crowd, I think that's really awesome. And I tell our players all the time, one of the motivating factors for playing well is to continue to have these crowds.
Yeah.
Because I think if we can play good football, play hard, give the effort, play disciplined football, play tough football, I think people will come to watch us play, and I think that was a huge thing the other night.
We got another sellout Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, so I saw it today.
Parents weekend.
Out. Yeah, why not?
A lot of parents.
Yeah, well, it's a lot going on there, and the football game is kind of the centerpiece.
No, got a quick turnaround. We got the Pops concert on Friday, then they got to flip it around and get it ready for the football on Saturday, right?
Putting the pressure on the guys at work over there, but I think they're up to the task.
Are you the
guest conductor for the Pops?
Oh, you let the cat out of the bag, didn't you?
Oh, they got the Goo Goo Dolls coming in. I heard you were going to be up there with the Goo Goo Dolls.
That's me. That's right up my alley.
Yeah. I like the Goo Goo Dolls, actually. Good 90s band.
Yeah,
that's our
good.
Hot zone, man.
No, no question.
Absolutely. But you said something interesting to me. You said, you know what? it's great. The red bandana is awesome for many reasons, but you got to win the red bandana
game. Yeah, I mean, these games, you know, it's like I always talk to you about,
yeah,
you know, whether it's playoff football in the NFL or bowl games or big games. Like, yeah, this red bandana game means so much to so many BC people and really people around the world. You got to win that game.
Right.
You know, that's a big deal. We're 5-6, I think, total in that game. There's been some huge wins the other night. The very first one, 2014, which, you know, you guys called that game when they beat Southern Cal. That was a huge win. So, you know, I think that's the other night was just it was a really good night for Boston College.
And you had 1,400 recruits on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I mean, they were six deep,
yeah.
40 yards along.
Yeah.
Man.
One of the things that was cool about that was, and Blake James, our athletic director's here, and, you know, we used Fish, the indoor facility, which was huge. So we had 95 recruits here. And I would say the majority of those recruits were top recruits. I'm talking about from the class of 25, 26, 27. We had kids from the class of 28. We had like two or three quarterbacks from all over the country. I mean, we just had a really good group. Spencer Dickow did a great job getting guys to come here, and the coaching staff did a good job, and that was big. That's another reason why you got to win.
Now,
because you got those guys here.
Oh, yeah. Curious, you got a bunch of people, you got a football game, you got a coach. Do you spend time with these guys, or are they kind of handled?
No. You have to spend. You have to be able to budget your time. You know, it's funny you asked that. I was thinking about that today because, you know, people say, well, I just want to coach and I don't want to deal with NIL and I don't want to deal with recruiting. I just want to coach. I think, you know, to be a good head football coach, you got to be able to deal with a lot of different things. You got to be able to coach your team. You got to be able to recruit. You got to be able to deal with NIL. You got to deal with and have great communication with the support staff and the administration. You have to be able to budget your time. And I think that's one of the things that I've learned over the years is from the people that I've worked for. The first guy that really taught me that was George O'Leary at Georgia Tech. He really was an organized guy. Nobody was more organized than Nick Saban. Nick Saban was a very organized guy. So I've been able to learn over the years and try to apply that in my job now.
I think the final play will be remembered, or the winning play will be remembered by many. As the punctuation point, the Bond touchdown with 88 seconds left.
Yeah.
Third and one.
Yeah.
That was like an old Brady call. You gamble and you throw a 42-yard pass. What went behind that?
It was a timeout before the play. It was a two-minute situation, so we were in a two-minute drive. Third and one didn't really matter to us, even though it may have mattered to them. We just, you know, we were going for it on fourth down, obviously, so just didn't want to take a sack.
Yep.
And Tommy felt good about the play. Lewis Bond, it was kind of an interesting play. It was supposed to be what we call a chop route, and they ended up playing like outside leverage on Bond. So he's a very instinctive player. He kind of, you know, stemmed the guy to the outside and then worked back out for width. And their safety, Tommy did a good job of holding the safety, and he was able to kind of float one in there, and Bond did the rest. So it was a cool play.
And all the controversy now is, why isn't Bond getting the ball every down?
Controversy.
No, the fan base.
That's good. I guess it's good when there's controversy about BC football.
Throw it to Bond every down.
Controversy. Yeah, he was open a lot. He probably should have got the ball a little bit more. He's a great player. He's an awesome guy. Kind of a very quiet guy, very hard worker. Guy you would love. Like, out there every day. Like, he's a gunner on the punt team. He does whatever you ask him to do. He's really a good guy. We're very lucky to have Lewis Bond at Boston College.
Yeah, he made a play today, and he got the big Lou call.
Yeah.
I'm going, oh, yeah, they're okay. They're very popular,
Lou.
Apparently.
He's not really a morning person, so, like, when we practice in the morning. So I always tell him, like, Lou, good morning, Lou. And he's always just kind of gives me a nod. Like, he's not really a morning person. But he's a very valuable guy on the team, and he was open a lot. You know, I think, you know, Michigan State did a good job with their pass rush, and we couldn't always get him the ball, but, you know, Lewis is a great, great guy on our team.
And the defense is causing some havoc, especially Dominez Araku. And you said Cam Horsley played the best defensive interior game you've seen. Two guys. He's right there with your guy from Penn State, Jordan Hill. You gave him a game ball. Why was that?
Yeah. There were two guys, like, in college, so I want to be clear about that.
Right.
I think Cam Horsley will definitely have a chance to play on Sundays. But relative to college football, there were two guys. When I was at Penn State, we played Wisconsin in 2012. They were a pretty good team. Brett Bielman was a head coach. We had a decent team. Played him at Penn State. Jordan Hill controlled the game from his three-technique spot. We played a four-down scheme back then. and he really controlled the game. He had like 8 tackles, had 2 sacks. I mean, he was the MVP of the game on defense. Well, that's how Cam played the other night. He really controlled the game from the interior spot, which is very difficult to do from that position. He was a knockback player. He knocked the lineman back into the backfield. He probably had 6 or 7 tackles. He affected the quarterback. He's a great player. You know, I wish we had him for longer. You know what I mean? But he's a hell of a player, and he deserved a game ball.
That says a lot about your interior defense. Team struggled to run the ball against you because you're tough inside.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we do a good job of rotating guys in there. I think Tim Lewis, he's been good. He does a really good job of spinning the dial, so you're not always getting the same look. Different packages so that we can play more guys. You know, I think that's a big deal for us. So, you know, you have a base package. So you see like a guy like Quan Williams in there who had another – did a good job in the game. Then you have a nickel package. You have a dime package. You have, you know, little mixtures of different types of nickel packages. So it's very difficult to put that all together, but Tim does a good job with his staff and you know, so far it's been good.
Yeah, that's a little vignettes, little games within the game, schemes within the scheme, and hard to do in most cases.
It is. I mean, it's hard to practice all that, but I think he does a good job of being organized. He's, you know, Tim's been around a long time, right? Giants, Steelers, you know, he kind of knows what it's supposed to look like, and he's a great guy on the staff. You know, when I was in Houston, I was very lucky. In Houston, I had a really good staff. I had Romeo Crennel. And you know, Tim has a lot of those type of qualities. You know, a lot of experience. The players really respect him. And so far, he's done a good job. But again, I hear myself talking, and I just want to make it clear, it's only 4 games.
Yeah.
You know, so like... We have to make sure that we're buckled up for Western.
That's like the next question. You've got basically the third of the season's behind you.
Yeah.
Do you know anything now? Are you emerging from the fog? Can you lay your finger on some things about this football team?
Yeah, I feel good about the resiliency right now of the football team. I think they'll battle. I think they have to, you know, understand that, you know, it's a 60-minute game. I think they do understand that. I mean, if we could have a few plays back in the Missouri game, you know, I think that was a battle right to the end. You know, we didn't stop them on 3rd and 7. We had a chance to get the ball back, didn't do it. I think these kids realize that they can play with anybody. I really do believe that. And that they have to play at a high standard. And I think they're very much into the improvement, you know, getting better. And trying to get better every single day. I think that's a big deal.
One of those guys is Max Tucker, who made a fantastic interception.
I think Max.
A little unheralded how tough that interception was, getting a foot down in the end zone and making sure that it was secured. And there was bedlam around him, as well there should have been. But that's a special play by the kid.
Yeah, I really – Max and Amari, those two guys are very good corners. They're both different. In the way they play, their play style is a little bit different, but they're very tough. They got really good ball skills. They're very competitive. Max is a very competitive guy.
Yep.
Comes from a great family. You know, a Catholic Memorial guy, a Boston guy. This is what we're looking for in recruiting, right? You know, a guy that he just has a ton of pride in playing for BC. You know, anytime you talk to him, you know, this is what it's all about for him. And he's done a great job. He's a tough guy. He's the type of guy that has to play with great technique. And he tries to really do that. He practices very well every day. He takes a lot of pride in how he plays.
Now I'm going to go back a little bit just in the way the defense played. Your defense gave up a 16-play drive and forced them to settle for a field goal.
Yeah, I think that was a big deal. I mean,
that's a very big deal.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of bend but don't break, but.
But you know, it happens. It's becoming a trend.
Yeah, I think they stick with it, right? We don't really want to do that. It's not like we want to give up 16 play drives. That's not something we really. Hey, let's give up a 16 play drive and we'll hold them to a field goal. That's not really something we strategize. But I do think that's what I mean by the resiliency of the team. I think they keep hanging in there. We rotate guys in there, and everybody seems to play with really good effort. I think that has to continue. But, you know, we got to get off the field a little bit sooner than that. But it was very good that they held them to field goals. That actually won the game.
And the Crowder family was there to watch it. Obviously a significant moment. They were introduced during one of the timeout breaks. What'd you say to them?
Yeah, I saw Allison. You know, like I said to you guys last week, I had Zoomed with Allison. And then I saw her before the game. And that was pretty cool. You know, just a great... great. Jamie DiLoretto was right there with her, and he introduced – I had met her, but, not in person.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool. And I said, these guys are going to, play very hard for Wells and for your family. And she was pretty emotional. It was an emotional scene. That's my first time being in that game. I've never been in a game like that at Boston College. I've been to a game like that a long time ago. I remember a game I told you guys this last week. They played West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a game that if they had won, they would have gone to the Sugar Bowl. And, they lost that game. But it was that type of a atmosphere. I don't know if you remember that game.
I was there.
You were there, yeah. And I was there. Drove up from Brown.
We could have. Yeah, I was from Ithaca.
My man, Mike
Payne. He was calling the game.
Yeah, it's a hard they definitely oversold the stadium that night because we were squeezed in.
I was in the corner towards the end zone.
Mike Panos got us four tickets. It was me, Ricky Britton, another guy that played with me at Brown, and two other guys. And we were stuffed in there. But that was the last time I had been to a game, with that type of atmosphere at Boston College. So it was cool. It was very cool.
It was. Yeah. You remember that, Pete?
It's hard to unremember the outcome.
I know. I don't want to go down that road. I'm just saying the atmosphere. We're not going to go play-by-play through the 1992 West Virginia game.
No, that was a
Come
great,
on, boys.
That was a great event. It was.
That was a heck of a team.
That was a really good team.
Yeah, you got a really good team now. We'll get into the Western Kentucky game coming up Saturday at noon on the BC Football Show with Bill O'Brien from the Stockyard in Brighton.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stick around.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
And great to have you with us on the BC Football Show, presented by our good friends at Bud Light. Gridiron Club represented tonight. Appreciate their support as always. Coach O'Brien got a nice nifty hat from the Gridiron Club.
Thank you.
CEO Paul Crisciano.
This is a great hat. It's a great lid. Great lid.
You like that? You have an extensive hat collection.
I do.
So besides your BC hats, what's your favorite hat?
My wife's over there laughing very hard because the hat that I wore on Saturday night, I actually stole from my son.
Borrowed.
Colleen, borrowed.
Is that the...
Well, he's not getting it back.
The BC football Adidas stole. One?
I love that
That's
hat.
A popular hat.
That's a sweet hat.
That's a... See? Yeah. I don't think he's ever
getting that. She bought a few BC hats, and I saw it on his bureau, and I'm like, you know what? That's a nice-looking hat. She's like, you beepity beep.
Take his hat. Well, hey, you got to wear it again now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I like my other hat, too. I got a couple of hats. I switch them up.
Well, coaches can be superstitious. Apparently, you may be, but not.
I'll wear that in the rain games.
There you go. That's a good idea. Hopefully, I don't think it's going to rain Saturday based on the projections. No. But Western Kentucky, Pete and I look at the schedule before the year. We say, let me see. Western Kentucky. I don't think BC has ever played them, and no, they have not.
No.
One of the rare teams that you say, oh boy, we don't know much about them, but now you know a lot about them.
Yeah, they're a very good team. They're a wild card team. They've won three in a row. Do not judge them by the Alabama game. Alabama beats a lot of teams down. Alabama's a great team.
Yep.
They've won three in a row, and they're playing really well. Defensively, you better be on high alert. They're about 70% pressure. Per game, so they're going to bring the heat. I would say, you know, their offense has a very, you know, unique scheme. They have quarterback run game, got an empty game. They do a good job with gadget plays. And then on special teams, you better be ready. They have four surprise onsides in 2 years.
No kidding.
So they'll just come out and they may start the game with an onside kick, and you better be ready. You better field it. So this is a game where these guys need to – I told them today, get a good night's sleep and be ready to go. Tonight, tomorrow night, make sure that you're on high alert when you wake up ready to go, because I know I will be. So if they're not, I'll make sure that they are. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
one of those games.
I think I have an idea. Here comes the T-Bot.
Not only if necessary.
Remember,
they're good.
Fans behind the bench.
I know. I've been better about that.
I know you have.
The Duquesne game. I couldn't believe how close they were to the sideline.
Yeah,
I told you that story.
You told us that.
I was speaking to Jacoby Robinson, and I looked up, and there was like a great couple. You know, you could tell they were, you know,
just
a little bit older,
the
and they were just enjoying the game, and their eyeballs were popped out of their head, and I felt terrible about that. Like I probably should have gone to confession the next day.
But having seats there, that's really probably not the first time they
probably heard that, yeah.
Well, it's kind of the nature of the beast. Don't get too close to the cage.
No.
The animals bite.
It's like, yeah, they could. Well, speaking of confession, you said at halftime, the Michigan State game, you can't tell anybody what you said because you'd have to go to confession.
No.
Was it that bad?
Yeah, it wasn't great. Yeah, I was not happy. I was not happy with myself or the staff or the players. I thought that we left. I didn't think we played the way we were capable of playing, and I was upset about that.
Yeah.
And I think the best way to communicate that is by letting people know that you're upset and make sure that they understand the standard that you're looking for, the vision that you're looking for, especially looking in the mirror, like, hey, what can I do better as a head coach? And you know, we have a really good coaching staff. We made some good adjustments at halftime. I think that one of the key plays in the game, which, you know, didn't lead to a touchdown, it led to a field goal, but was that first kickoff. Those kids went down there, like, their hair was on fire, and they lit that kid up, and he fumbled. Carter Davis and Omar Thornton was down there. Joe Marinaro, that was a big play.
Yeah.
And we got to score touchdowns on that. And but, you know, that kind of got the crowd. The crowd was going nuts, and our sideline, that kind of energized us, and that's kind of what we needed.
Now, you talked about this last week about how Belichick used to handle practice mistakes, and the players run, and coaches, you're going to run too, and the trainer, you're going to run, and that.
What are you doing? When you go too.
When you commented about, I was mad at everybody. That's a great technique because you made everybody part of the problem and gave them all an opportunity to be part of the solution.
Yeah, I think that's a big key, Pete, for me is I learned this a long time ago. I think Bill did a great job of this. Everybody's in it together. And I always tell the players, like, you know, there's a lot on the head coach's plate and nobody makes more mistakes than me. And I try to fix those mistakes as quickly as possible and don't repeat them. And I think that the coaches, you know, we understand we're trying to do what's best for the players. And sometimes we make a mistake. Everybody's in it together. And I think that the day you walk in there and you start pointing that finger and you start telling them, hey, it's your fault. You're the problem. I'm not the problem. You're the problem. Then you got a problem. And that's when you lose your team. And that'll never be the case with me. It'll always be look in the mirror first and try to get the problem fixed here first and then, you know, deal with it from there. And that was kind of what it was on Saturday night.
You got the dreaded trap game question.
Are you going to ask me that?
No, I'm not going to ask you that. But
word trap game, the phrase trap game should never be used at BC.
Never.
Who are we to say, oh, this is a trap game? Right. We only play 12 games. I mean, we got a good football team. We're a tough football team. But, like, we got to show up to play every game. We only get 12 opportunities.
It doesn't make any sense.
That question drives me nuts.
Well,
not from you.
No, of course not.
You know I like you.
No, I heard your comment, and I thought to myself, I says, wait a minute, flip it. Every game's a trap game at BC. Every game.
Yeah, so here's the reverse psychology. I don't know how to deal with this when Pete goes down this road.
This is a lot.
He's so much smarter than me. I went to Brownie with the BC.
There's a lot of layers.
Boom, Pete, boom.
Pete's like an onion.
Yeah, keep peeling. Then you start to cry.
It makes me cry.
Then you start to cry. Yes, exactly.
But no, you're right. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I mean, we have to be ready to play every day. We have to be ready for practice. We got to be ready for this drill. We got to be ready. We have to be ready at all moments
and
of the
day. Especially for those who pay attention to college football. Western Kentucky's been to 5 straight bowl games.
Yep.
They're one of the best group of 5 teams in the country.
No doubt.
And they got a nice little tradition going. I looked at it and I said, boy, Bailey Zappe played there 3 years ago.
Yeah, threw for like 10,000 yards in 2 years. Believe me, I coached Bailey. He would talk about it all the time.
I bet he would. 62 touchdowns in 2021.
Unbelievable. I think the big thing too is, though, on a serious note is, you know, a lot of these schools, you know, there's a lot of good players on the Western Kentucky team that were at places like, you know, at one point, SEC schools, ACC schools, Big Ten schools, and they transferred to Western Kentucky to get a better opportunity to play more.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, you're not walking into you're not playing a team. You're playing a team that has a collection of really good players. And when you watch them in warmups, you'll look at them and go, man, we better be ready to go. You got a big defensive line.
Yep.
They got a big offensive line. They got skill guys that can run. Their receivers can run. They got 3 receivers that I think are really good, 8, 17, and 0, and we better be ready to go.
Now, you got a quarterback issue there. They obviously lost one of their 2 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And, you know, the old saying, when you get 2 quarterbacks, maybe you don't have any. But on the other hand, they like this guy who's number 10 who's going to go in the game. He's a pretty interesting guy. Really helps them move the ball.
Yeah, they have a diverse, a versatile offense. They run a lot of quarterback runs. They have a drop back game. They've got an empty game. They got a play action game, RPO game. So we have to, be ready. I think our defense has practiced well this week. I really do. I think they'll be ready to go. But we that has to show up. We have to play really well. They do a lot of things that are hard to defend.
Now he's I'm looking at my chart here. He's 6'6", 240.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
That's a lot of quarterback.
That's right, and they run him. They run him a lot. The guy before him who got injured was at Auburn he was the quarterback in the 2021 Iron Bowl when we beat them at Auburn. He was the quarterback. He's injured, and now this guy's in.
Finley.
Yeah, TJ Finley.
Well-traveled.
Really, yeah.
Texas State last year.
That's right.
Team that BC played. We remember that game, Pete.
Yep.
This is the BC Football Show with Bill O'Brien from the Stockyard. We're here every Thursday night from 6 to 7. We'll be back with more after this from our friends from Bud Light.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Perrell.
And welcome back to the Stockyard. Always great to see a throng of people here. You got some friends and family.
No question. No, it's a good crowd tonight.
It is a good crowd, man. They're coming in, man. I'll tell you what.
Stockyard is awesome.
Stockyard's great.
Mike Food.
Mike Dolan and his people take care of us. And
you know a great thing about, how you judge a really good bar, though? Very cold beer. Now, I'm not having one right now because I got to work tomorrow, but the beer is ice cold.
You're talking to a professional right next to you.
No question.
Right? Don't try this at home.
it's like ice cold beer.
Well, you can't let it get warm, so... They tend to go a little quick.
That is a hallmark. I had a little Arnold Palmer going. Half lemonade, half iced tea.
There we go.
Well, that's cold,
cheap,
too.
Cheap date.
He drinks that with his pinky out.
In Florida State, we went to a Mexican restaurant.
That's a Weston guy for you.
That's totally a Weston.
That's Weston all
that's
the way.
That's Weston, maybe. You know it.
Give me an Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
At Florida State, we went to a Mexican restaurant.
Now you have to blow my cover.
And he had a drink, but it was cobalt blue.
What?
Yeah, it was.
And it cost $27.
he's got eclectic. He has very eclectic.
It's like 10 bucks.
Eclectic.
You know what I mean?
That's a good way to say
it. He finds different types of candies, and
I mean, you gotta. It's the spice of life.
Learned a lot about Meter in this podcast that we do together.
Yes, you do.
Award-pending award winning.
You know, there's 12 people that listen to it now. Last week there was 11. We added a 12th.
That's almost a 10% increase. It's an 8% increase in listenership. So.
Much more.
It's an incredible podcast.
So, you know how you spin it.
You know those 44,000 in an alumni stadium?
Yeah.
They're listening.
Okay.
That's and I know you love it when I give the exact attendance.
Yeah, thanks a lot. 50 meter. 50.
He wants me to go 50. 50.
You can exaggerate.
We're going to be exact about the attendance at alumni stadium. There's 50,000 seats there.
Yeah.
Just show up. Man,
just show
we'll find a seat for you.
That's a good idea. It's good for a noon start.
But in all seriousness, though, that crowd, I don't know how to articulate this any better. It means so much to our players. Our players were, like, so fired up when they came out for that game. We didn't show it in the first half, but, I mean, they were just very – and maybe that was part of the problem. You know, they were fired up when they saw that crowd and the way that the students were just unbelievable in that game. And I just I just hope we can continue to play well to be able to get those crowds.
Well, you touch on something. You want to be like this. I know. Nameless, faceless opponent, same preparation program. You know, get in the system. It's the same every week, and I understand that. When you get in an environment like that, you get that emotional spike.
Yeah.
How do you reel them back in.
Yeah, that's a great point, Pete. I do think that that can be a, you know, that's an issue with college guys, right? They it's an emotional game. I mean, that's, I think that's kind of the great thing about college football, but also something that you got to try to control. And I think we need to do that, do a better job of that. We have to start these games better than we did, right? We didn't start very well. Went in at halftime down. Thought we could have played better, and maybe controlling our emotions is something we have to do. I think we've done a decent job of that, but that's something we got to continue to work on.
You mentioned the swarming defense of Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
How do you combat that offensively?
You better be ready. You got to be on high alert. They do a lot. They throw it at you. They're going to test your protections. They're going to test your run game. I think we got to play with a great operation. You know, meaning like we have to have a great huddle call. We have to break the huddle. We need to sprint to our positions. We need to get lined up, be ready to go. And we have to have a really good operation. So that's going to be big.
And the numbers, you know, you get deep enough into a season where you can begin to draw some conclusions. They are really stout inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, they do a good job.
They get a bunch of stops inside the 20.
Yeah, they do. They definitely tighten up down there. You know, in the Toledo game, Toledo had two chances to win the game. And Western Kentucky did a really good job of turning the ball over, right, taking the ball away. And, you know, so we have to do a good job of making sure that we're lined up, like I said, ready to go, understanding what we're seeing and be ready to execute at a high level.
Yeah, and the execution's been there for the most part. Now, the kicking game, I know it's caused you some heartache with the punting game.
Yeah.
Is that still fluid?
Yeah, it's pretty fluid. Yep.
Okay.
I'll just be honest with you. I mean, we got to punt better.
Yeah, you do.
Or we're not going to punt.
I
want to be clear about this. These guys are working at it. You know,
right,
they're working
of course
at it.
They're.
But, you know, I would rather go for it than watch a punt go off the side of a guy's foot again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, we have to be smart about when we go for it. We can't do it on our own 20-yard line. That's why we got to drive the ball out of there and then be smart about how we do it. But, yeah, we definitely have to improve our punting game, and they're working at it. They're working very hard at it. They're great guys. There's no – not trying to – I'm just saying we got to actually do it. And we see it in practice, so we know there's an ability to do it. We witness it in practice that they have an ability to direct the punt. They have a strong leg. Ivan, Sam Stone,
Liam Connor gave you a good one.
Liam's really – he's awesome. He Liam is a versatile guy. He's a place kicker and a punter. And he gave us a great great one there on Saturday night, you know, pinning them inside the five. So, you know, there's been flashes of being able to do it. That's why it's frustrating, because you know they can do it, if that makes sense. We got to do it more consistently.
So there's some degree of psychology coaching any position, any player, but my limited experience, the guys who put the ball on their foot are a whole different breed in terms of psychology.
Yeah,
and they don't have that many
whip
reps. Them, or do you yell at them, or you hug them, or
I've been fortunate. I mean, I had, at Houston, I had what I consider a potential Hall of Fame punter in Shane Leckler. He punted for 18 years. He was drafted by Al Davis and the Raiders. He was our punter at the Texans, and you know, I was pretty spoiled by him because it was like a rocket launcher off of his foot, and it was always a good punt. You know what I mean? We had a great kicker there named Kaimi Fairburn. We have really good kickers here, but I do think that it is difficult. It's a very difficult job. It's a very specialized type of job, and they, like I said, they work at it and they'll continue to work at it.
Leckler every year was Paul Zimmerman's punter. Remember those Dr. Z All-Pro teams in Sports Illustrated? You might have been on one of those teams, Pete.
Back in the book.
Leckler was not your typical punter, right? He was like, you know, a beer-drinking country guy from Texas, like Hunter softball, you know what I mean? Like had played in a men's softball league, like just a captain, country boy, great, great guy. And he was our punter in Houston. And, you know, he was, I mean, it was like, I remember the first time that I saw him punt in practice, I actually didn't see him. I was warming up the quarterbacks.
You heard him.
And I had my back to it, and he was warming up, and it was like a shotgun. I was like, boom, and I turned around, and it was like the ball was like a teacup. It was so far in the air, so high in the air. And, you know, so anyways, you know, we're trying to improve our punting.
And game, they are – it's very important. Even if, you know, adequate is probably acceptable.
Yeah.
You just got to be able to turn the ball over, field position. And if you get these Shankosauruses,
yeah,
it really changes the whole dynamic.
Yeah, it changes, flip the field in a bad way. And so, like, the thing, too, is if you can give us some hang time, we'll cover it. We have pretty good coverage units. If you just can get it in the air and give us the chance to cover it, like you could see, like when we did kick a good one, which we, like I said, I want to be clear about this. We have, Luke McLaughlin went down there and stuffed the guy.
He did.
For no gain, which was a great play. But we've got to get that more consistently because that can really be a big factor in the game.
It's funny. You mentioned Luke McLaughlin. We love Luke McLaughlin. Everybody loves Luke McLaughlin.
Awesome guy,
but
yeah.
Those type of guys, we go to practice once a week. I know you were there today. I was there yesterday. They always make an impact. At practice,
because they're great.
It's their energy.
Yeah,
and I know,
bring it every day.
Joe Marinaro is another guy that you always talk about.
I want to tell you a story. We had on Monday we brought in Brian Saxton, and he presented to us to the whole team about just financial education, right? Taxes and kind of all investments and all this stuff. And then he had three guys kind of under the category that you're talking about present to the team that had done internships for him this summer. So it was Liam did a presentation, Timmy Hayes, who's out with a knee injury right now, and Juan Zabal, we call him the Bull. Those guys, if anybody's looking for financial consultants, out there, those are the three you're looking for. It was the most impressive.
Wow.
These three guys got up and gave 15 to 20 minute presentations to the whole team on financial education after Brian kind of introduced them and,
laid the frame.
Brian Saxton was a great tight end here, played for Tom Coughlin, then played for the Giants and the Falcons from Jersey.
He's also sponsoring our sideline reporter, Scott Mutrick.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Safe Capital.
Awesome guy. Yeah. But you're on a really good point.
But those are the type of guys, is what I'm saying, that bring a lot of juice to practice.
Yeah, you're in a really good point. So many of the skills that are necessary to be effective playing football are transferable.
No doubt.
To the real world.
That's right.
And coaches and players just don't grasp it.
Right. And I look at guys like Luke McLaughlin and Joe Marinaro and, guys like that. And there's a lot of guys. I mean, I probably shouldn't. I could list so many guys that are going to be phenomenal successes. I guess I'm talking about, like, the walk-on category. Joe's on scholarship now, but, came here as a walk-on. They're just going to be huge successes, moving forward. And we're going to be calling them probably for donations in a few years.
Friends of the Heights is here tonight.
I've already told them we just need to write those down.
Yep.
Tom Devitt's here. Jim Paquette.
Of course. Write down the names.
Get those names about 5 years from now.
No quite. I'm sure they will be happy.
Be talking to them.
Happy to contribute, that's for sure.
Giving back. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Interesting week in college football, and you were outspoken about this the other day.
Yeah.
With the whole Matthew Slucka situation that broke yesterday, former Holy Cross quarterback, now free agent. What was your initial thought process on that?
Yeah, look, I studied what happened there. I don't want to get into my own personal feelings on what happened there. I just think it's a time in college football that in college athletics that's very much in flux, right? There's a lot of litigation still out there and things that are being decided that haven't been decided yet. I think the big thing about us at Boston College is we will never say never, but I will try to say never, that we'll never promise a guy anything that he before he even enters Boston College.
Yep.
So, like, to say to a guy, to get him to come to Boston College, that's not what we're all about. We have so many more things to offer a young man. We're a part of this NIL game. We have a pretty good program. We have awesome people here that we've already mentioned that help us. We have a great athletic director that has a great understanding of all of it and educates us on it. We meet once a week, and he talks about it a lot and what's coming down the pike and things like that. But it'll be an earn it philosophy, right? You're not going to bring a guy in and give him more than a guy that's bled for you for 2 or 3 years. That's the most ridiculous thing you can do, in my opinion. And people say, well, you're naive. How are you going to get him to come? We'll get him to come. We'll establish relationships with him. We'll educate him on Boston College. Their families will understand, what this degree in combination with good football can do for them in their lives. And, we'll be a part of the NIL game, but we don't ever want something like that to happen to us.
And I can see the day where it becomes a best efforts environment. where nothing is guaranteed, promises are made.
Yeah.
You perform at a certain level, you earn at a certain level.
That's right.
But
the big thing too, Pete, not to interrupt you, I apologize, is it's not pay for play, right? So it's
right.
Let's be a good locker room guy. Let's go to class. Let's participate in the community. Let's work at the campus school. Let's work at Rosie's. Let's work at the different places around Boston where we can give back to the community. If you do that, then you're earning it. You know what I mean? And you need to show up and practice every day, lift in the weight room, do what you're supposed to do, but. You know, that to me is really what it's all about. Like, let's reward these guys that are doing what we ask them to do and then some.
Well, you answered kind of the question, but when you bring in a character individual, so do these kids talk about the money they make?
Or no.
It's all...
Yeah, no, we don't. I advise them. We have an awesome compliance assistant athletic director that Blake brought with him from Miami named Colin Schaefer. He is awesome. And he advises, I talk to him quite a bit, and we advise the players not to disclose that information, keep it private, it's your business. That's what it is. I think the big thing though, you just brought up something, and I think this is really important. As long as I'm the head football coach here, in my time in coaching, I've been around a lot of great players. But in the end, the guys that really help you win are the guys that are really good players and have high they're high character guys. They're tough guys. They care about the team. They understand, what it's all about to be a good teammate. They give back. They do, whether it was pro football, college football, or even when I coached ninth grade team at St. John's Prep. Those and the guys that are really talented, but they're not great guys, and we don't have any of those guys on this team. We don't have there's not one guy on this team that you would say is that way. But over my experience, You would say those guys, they let you down. They're the ones that drop the pass in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, or they're the ones that jump off sides in the fourth quarter in a big drive of a big time ACC game. We don't have that here, and we've got to continue to bring those type of guys in.
That's outstanding. Outstanding statement all around. We vote yes on that. I think everybody in the BC community does. There's no question. Bill O'Brien, our final timeout on the BC Football Show from the Stockyard in Brighton. Stick around.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
All right. Crack it up. You're ready. You're ready for game day already.
I am not until 12 o'clock Saturday. It's all timing.
Well, you got to be ready before that.
It's like, let me in.
I mean,
like,
not tonight.
It's like, it's like going to the dog track. As soon as that thing opens up,
there he goes.
It's box to wire.
When I was in high school, we used to go to.
Did you go to Wonderland?
Yeah. Yeah. My friend Barry Field.
I might have seen
He probably listened to this show. He's laughing. He lives in Miami now. We would go to Wonderland. I didn't know anything about the dogs, but he did. And if the he knew the little tips and stuff.
What was the name of the rabbit?
Swifty.
Swifty.
Bingo. There you go.
Here comes Swifty.
There goes Swifty.
Yeah.
That was
one in Foxborough too. Was there a dog track at Foxborough? He was the chief. Yeah. Here comes the chief.
Yeah. I remember one night I won. Like
You are an expert.
One night I won like $40, and we went to the roast beef place in Revere.
Oh, Kelly's.
Oh, it was sweet. It was unbelievable.
Kelly's. There's one in Dedham now.
I thought I'd gone to heaven.
Yes. on winnings, even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite a night, man.
To the victor go the spoils.
Night. Great night.
It's going to be a good day against Western Kentucky. Well, what does it have to be a good day to win this game?
Yeah, I think, look, we have to be very disciplined. We have to be very focused, laser focused on what they're doing in all three phases. We got to play really well up front on both sides of the ball. Our D-line's got to play well. Our O-line's got to play well. We got to be able to run the football. We got to be able to stop their running game. Like Pete was saying, it's a unique running game. It's a, they have quarterback run game that we got to be able to stop. We got to be very disciplined in that. So it's going to be a very challenging game. And, our guys, they've had a good week of practice. I thought they were ready to go today. They seem to be understanding what it takes to win and to keep getting better.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I tell them it's a race to see which team can improve the fastest. That's really what it's all about. Like, who can get better and better? And at the end of the season, we'll see where it all lays out. But in the meantime, we got one play at a time, just keep trying to really get better.
You can't prepare for everything, but these guys at one time were a fast break offense.
Yeah.
and we haven't seen. I don't know if I've only watched one tape, so I don't know. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah,
this
there's
year?
Some tempo. They definitely have some tempo, but it's not as much as they used to. When I was at Alabama, we actually zoomed with them and on their offensive staff. This was 2021. We used to do like different. You know, we would zoom with different staffs around the country, and Nick would want us to. And at that time, Western Kentucky, I think in 2020, had a great red area offense. They might have led the country in red area offense. And so we zoomed with them to see what they were doing in the red area. And they did have a lot of tempo-type plays. They definitely still have tempo. You know, Helton does a good job. I mean, he comes from a football family, and he's done a really good job there. It's a good program. They do a really good job.
And going in, you've got a few surprises for them. They've probably got a few for you. It's how quick you can make those adjustments.
It's right. You know, that's the cool part of it. You know, we've got to do a good job, a better job than we did. You really want to try to make these adjustments in the first quarter, second quarter, not wait till halftime. You know, last week we kind of made them at halftime and they ended up helping us, but we need to adjust pretty quickly to what we feel they're doing.
There was a terrific story in the Globe today about Jonathan DiBiase. Yeah. And a couple things I learned. He sleeps in his office 5 or 6 days a week. Is that true?
I don't know about that. In the staff meeting today, I said, Dibs. We call him Dibs.
I'm yeah.
Like, Dibs, maybe like, you know, while you're sleeping in your room there in the office, maybe you could kind of see if we can get the quarterback to read this play right. He didn't really like that. We were busting his chops. But, no, he is, in all seriousness, it's awesome to have Dibs on the staff. He is a very, very hard worker, a really good young coach, probably one of the better young coaches I've ever been around.
No
he
kidding.
He has a great understanding of what we're trying to do offensively. He's a good communicator. He's very energetic. He's a great recruiter. I would say between him and Spencer, they were probably responsible for probably 75% of those kids that were here last week. And he does an awesome job, comes from a great family. I've known his dad for a long time. I mean, I think I told you the story about the Everett Rats and all that.
I told
that.
You I
mean,
the West.
I've known his dad a lot longer than I've known Jonathan, yeah. And so his dad's awesome and a legendary coach at Catholic Memorial. And you know, we got a little, well, I probably can't say this, I'll get in trouble, but somewhat of a wager on the CM St. John's Prep game this year. So
it's like, it's all legal now. So that's,
you know. It's not legal. I shouldn't say that. I don't. Really, I didn't mean that. I was kidding.
A cup of coffee.
Of course.
A cup of coffee. Yeah.
That's all. It's all
so you look at your staff, and it's very diverse. You've got a lot of experience on there.
Yeah.
You got NFL stuff. Got a lot of college stuff. And then you got this whole layer of very young, kind of upstart guys. How do you pull it all together? I'm sure it's more. It's going to take more than a couple of minutes to respond, but. Having that kind of diversity and making good choices.
Yeah, it was very important. I think it was really important to have really experienced coordinators. So I got Will, who's been with me for a long time, has coached at a lot of different levels, right? He's coached at Division III college football, coached at Penn State, the Houston Texans, Alabama, was with me in New England last year, just has a great experience and a really, really good coach. And then Tim Lewis with all of his experience. And then it was just, like you said, I do believe in a mixture of experience and then, you know, some really smart young guys that are, like you said, up-and-comers that are really hard workers that understand what it means to be a part of a staff. And I think we got a good mix of that. You know, that has to continue to show. We got to coach every day. I'm pretty tough on the staff. I'm sure you guys have been to practice. You can see that. I'm very demanding on the staff because that was the way I was brought up. That made me a better coach. And so, you know, I just want these guys to coach every single day. These kids work hard. They deserve to be coached every minute of the day, and that's what we try to do.
So you're not going to get the Ozzie Nelson Award for personality with your coaches?
No.
That's a throwback reference right there.
No.
Very understanding. Don't worry about it.
I'm not looking for the Ozzie Nelson Award.
Ozzie Nelson. Can you come to like 1982 for me?
Or? Well, he probably remember that. You know, he remembers
like my era.
I'm 54, Pete. I'm not.
Jeez.
I was going to say, I'm out on Ozzie Nelson.
Yeah.
We go like this week in baseball.
We're out of time, so I'm gonna leave that right where it is.
Oh, man. That's a good one, though. I'll have to remember that. You know, I think the DiBiase story also magnified a guy who's tireless. You mentioned that word a lot, relentless.
Yeah.
I love the fact that, you know, he was 2 years old and he was like in coaches' meetings with his dad, just kind of hanging on there.
He was out on the field with
out
his
in
dad
the field, yeah.
Talking to Dan Henning.
Correct.
They had a great player who I think ended up going to Penn State. Omar Easy. But he remembers that. And, some of the best coaches I've been around in all my years have been sons of coaches.
Really? Right.
So, Dibbs, Josh McDaniels' dad was a great coach. Bill Belichick's dad was a coach. There's been a lot of guys who came from coaching families that really some of the better coaches I've been around. Dibbs is in that category relative to coming from, a coaching family, and he's done a good job.
Did Belichick's dad hang around? Did you ever get there?
I did not meet Bill's dad when I was there.
You never met him?
No, okay. No. He was nearing the end and passed away while I was there.
Yeah, the famous scene is him on the sideline getting doused with the water.
Yeah, there's great stories about him that when he would come by, you'd hear the stories. Some of the guys like Dante Scarnecchia were in great shape, right, great condition, but other guys weren't in great shape. And he'd be like, Bill, you got to give these guys time to work out. I mean, these guys are overweight. Like,
Charlie Weiss.
He'd be busting chops. I'm not going down that road because I'm not one to talk, but like he would always bust chops on.
I bet.
Bill's dad came in and was – busting chops a lot when he would come into the gym.
Well, when you're
pretty funny.
When your son's the head coach, you can.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Take the liberties.
No
why
question.
Not? We said to give him a hard time back.
No.
All right, 4 games in now, 3-1. We all look at the Pete Mitchell, the quadrants of the season. You're 4 in. You know a lot about him. I think coaches maybe. How much self scouting do you do after 4 games?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, we have to improve our passing game on offense. There's things we can do a lot better on defense. There's always room to improve, and so now after 4 games is when you can really start to look at what you've been doing and where there's some tendencies, and you got to try to break those tendencies while you're getting prepared to play the game. So it's been a tough week. It's been a long week, but we'll show up. We'll be ready to go. We need to play well. It's going to be a very challenging game.
Well, you get this deep into the season, and not very deep, but deep enough. You've got an inventory of options in every phase of the game that you can call upon based on what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that because we've done, between winter conditioning when we had time to work with these guys, spring practice, summer practice. These guys had probably 17, 18 player-led practices. And then training camp, and now we're out. There's a lot of plays. Like you said, there's a library of plays, and we have to now do a great job of, okay, what are we really good at? Let's make sure we're running those plays, and then where do we need to improve? Let's make sure we work hard to improve those plays, and that's what we're trying to do this week.
It's been a heck of a run thus far. I'll tell you, we've had a lot of fun with it, and I know everybody in this room has had a lot of fun watching, and it is only 4 games. But the buzz, the energy, the excitement around campus, you know that, obviously, walking around. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
Fans greeting you as you go to your car.
Yeah.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's fun, yeah. Like I said, the students at BC are awesome. And the Eagle Walk last week, like I was telling you guys off air here, that was incredible. I mean, it was it energizes the players. I mean, it was awesome, to walk through that crowd and – very cool.
I give you credit for bringing it to the attention of the fan base. Not every coach does. And when we started talking early on who you compared yourself to, you said, maybe Tom Coughlin, maybe Tom O'Brien, but really Jack McNeil, who promoted the program.
Yeah.
And that was, that's obviously you kind of picked up where you might have left off.
Yeah, I don't want to pick my favorite BC coach, but I love Jack McNeil. And I think when I was growing up, he was the guy that was the coach of the great teams, the Flutie teams, and he would talk about that a lot. I can remember just being a young guy, and I remember my dad really loved him, and he'd talk about, hey man, we got to be exciting to watch, we got to get people to come watch us play, and it's true though, like it's awesome when you can be an exciting team that people want to come to watch. That's what we have to continue to try to do. I think that's a big deal for us.
And we look forward to another good one on Saturday. Good luck, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, as always, for being here.
Yep,
he's Bill O'Brien. I'm Johnny DePerrell. He's Pete Cronin. Join us Saturday at 11:30 for the Eagles in Western Kentucky on Sports Radio WEEI 93.7. Have a great week, everybody. Take care.
Listening to the Boston College Football Show presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Take control. control of your financial future to empower what's next. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Athletics Sponsorships Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.